A reading from Mark 7, 9-13. And Jesus continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is Corban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that."
This is a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday. So in some ways we're just going to elaborate on some of the things that came out. I think it's very important how Jesus expresses his conclusion here. Thus you nullify the word of God by your traditions, which most people would say, well, what do you mean by that?
Here he's using an example of that in a practical way they were to care for their families, and so they're redirecting that care of their families to giving to God, and they're missing the whole point of what the laws were set up to do. It was to bring life, not to bring death. And we do that all the time. I like to refer to God's laws as his liberating gifts. His laws aren't imposing when you're in an active relationship. They're actually quite delightful. They're fun to do. His laws, you recognize the good they bring to you. The classic example is the tithing one. People will say, "Oh, I'm not under the law, so I'm not going to tithe." Well, tithing has a way of liberating you from being your own provider and your own source. You're looking to God and you're acknowledging through the first fruits that everything comes from his hand. Sabbath. Oh, I don't want to be bound that I can't do anything on Sunday. It's not with the Sabbath. The Sabbath is God saying rest so that you recognize that it's not by the churning in your labor that you're producing anything. I'm releasing these things. And here Jesus really shows how their traditions, their human traditions, had gotten in the way of the law.
And I think by nullify he means that the word of God liberates. The traditions of man enslave.
Right.
And I've often called the Bible the book of freedom. Freedom from what? Well, tomorrow we're going to actually talk about that in terms of the continuation of this passage. But one aspect of it is that when we're filled up, not with the Holy Spirit, but with our sinful nature, there is no liberty in that. It's being chased by hounds into the dark recesses of the night, always looking over your shoulder, always worrying about something or other that you have or have not done. You're haunted and you're hunted. That's not liberty. That's not freedom.
Right. And the law is to bring freedom and to set you in the way you were designed to live. And so in following that other way, we're nullifying the impact, the fruitfulness of God's law and his word in our lives.